There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
On KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
Early morning after breaking news here, Doug. Huge breaking news.
What?
And I read from CNBC.com. The PGA Tour has agreed to merge with Saudi-backed rival LIV Golf in a deal that would see the competitors squash pending litigation and move forward as a larger golf enterprise. The two entities signed an agreement that would combine the PGA Tour and LIV Golf's commercial businesses and rights into a new yet-to-be-named company. LIV Golf is backed by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, an entity controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince, and has been embroiled in antitrust lawsuits with the PGA Tour in the last year. The deal announced Tuesday would end all pending litigation. This is only at this moment. That was posted 5 minutes ago on CNBC. .com. It is a stunning development. Stunning development.
You think this right now is an agreement to stop suing each other? Will it go any farther than that?
Let's see. Now it is just posted at PGAtour.com. PGA Tour, DP World Tour, LIV Golf merge commercial operations under common ownership. The agreement establishes a common goal to promote and grow the game globally for the benefit of all stakeholders and ends litigation. So there you go, Doug. The PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and the Public Investment Fund, interestingly named the Public Investment Fund, not necessarily where it is from, today announced a landmark agreement to unify the game of golf on a global basis. The parties have signed an agreement that combines the Public Investment Fund's golf-related commercial businesses and rights, including LIV Golf, with the commercial businesses and rights of the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour into a new collectively owned for-profit entity to ensure that all stakeholders benefit from a model that delivers maximum excitement and competition among the game's best players. In addition, the Public Investment Fund will make a capital investment into the new entity to facilitate its growth and success. So if I'm reading this correctly, the PGA Tour is now taking Saudi Arabia's public investment fund money
to grow
the game.
Dirty money.
Jackson, I have never thrown the water bottle in this studio, but I honestly feel like throwing it right now.
Go ahead.
The whole PR thing from the beginning. That's blood money, Saudi Arabia, yeah. September 11th, and now...
Now
in the PGAtour.com statement, on PGAtour.com, they are talking about taking the public investment fund. Brandel Chamblee is going to have a big day. Rory McIlroy is going to have a big day.
Phil.
My God.
Phil
Mickelson, he's going to have his day is probably a little different than the one Brandel and Rory are going to have.
I wonder if all these guys who sign these enormous contracts with LIV, they'll still get that
money.
But the other guys won't. The PGA Tour probably...
I'm literally blown away, honestly.
I'm also blown away by the fact they were able to do this without any leaks. That is, that's phenomenal. I mean, this just, I'm in this group chat with a bunch of guys I play golf with, and I was like, I assume this is a joke, and but now it's all over the place. Unbelievable.
Now, if Rory wanted to go play in London in a couple of weeks at the LIV tournament and make $4 million if he wins, can he do that?
I wonder, Iggy, that's a great, I'm wondering what the stipulations are. And world golf rankings is a huge thing. You know, how did that play out?
We will monitor this, and we'll certainly talk about it, but we want to make sure John Denton's on hold, so we want to get to John Denton, and we'll get back to the LIV Golf PGA Tour development here, just breaking within the last 10 minutes. John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Tim, I'm doing great. Yeah, that's stunning news. It almost feels like LIV won, I guess, you know, and like you said, now, you know, everything that the PGA Tour said they were against, now they're in bed with, that's very bizarre behavior.
I mean, what an absolutely stunning development.
It's funny how money does that.
Isn't it amazing how it works, Doug? So we will certainly be talking about that, John. And John, you've covered sports all over the country, and this was certainly a story that's bigger than golf. It had geopolitical ramifications, socioeconomic implications, and what a development this is this morning. So that just coming from the PGA Tour with this announcement here within the last 10 to 15 minutes. On our program in the first hour, we spent a lot of time on the state of the Cardinals. And, you know, we've been talking throughout the course of spring training in the first couple of months of the season, John, both here on TMA and on 101 ESPN, and thought that the ship had been righted after that run against the Red Sox, the Brewers, and the Dodgers. And then the schedule lightened up. And it's been since the schedule lightened up that the Cardinals have had problems, splitting with the Reds, losing 2 of 3 to the Guardians, splitting with the Royals, getting swept by the Pirates, and then losing last night. And now you see national writers talking about the possibility of the Cardinals going into a direction where would they consider trading Paul Goldschmidt at the deadline if this thing does not turn around. And 2 weeks ago, it was looking like it had turned around. A week ago, they were 4 games out of first place. Now they're 8 games out of first place. This is a hell of a roller coaster, and I don't think it's one that anybody, including the Cardinals, thought could possibly be where they would be at this point in the season with 100 games left. Do you think that it could get to a point where the Cardinals would go that direction and start trading away assets like a Goldschmidt?
Could it, Tim? Yeah, sure it could. I'm as shocked as anyone else. You know, I had a MLB writer contact me a couple weeks ago wanting to know, would the Cardinals be in sell mood? Who would they look to trade? Montgomery, Flaherty, guys like that. And I was like, there's no way they would be in sell mode. This fan base, this franchise doesn't do that. They don't quit in the middle of the season. I still have a hard time believing that they would do something like that. I don't think they would trade Paul Goldschmidt under almost any circumstances. Maybe they move one of the pitchers if it got horrendously bad. I don't see him moving Goldschmidt. You know, he's about all the right things. He's about what you want in a player when you're trying to win. And even if they were to blow it up this year, they would be going full bore trying to win next year. So I don't see him ever moving a guy like Goldschmidt. But, you know, like you said, it's shocking to the system to think that this team, you know, they won 10 of 13 in one stretch. They beat some of the best teams in the National League handily. Looked like they had this thing going in the right direction. The schedule lets up, and now they're back in this predicament. It's bizarre to think about it. It's shocking to the system. And, you know, I'm one of those too, scratching my head, because I really thought they had gotten out of this mess.
Yeah, we just keep waiting for certain guys to catch fire, like Arenado and Contreras and some of the others, and it hasn't happened. Is it possible that this is just who they are, that this is the worst team in the National League, and it's going to be that way all year?
Well, I'm one of those strong believers. You know, I'm a guy who actually covered Bill Parcells. I'm a guy who's been yelled at by Bill Parcells before, you know. So when he says you are what your record says you are, you know, that's who you are, you know. And it's up to the Cardinals to prove otherwise. You know, they keep telling us they're not this team. They keep telling us they're not going to be this team. But guess what? This is who you are right now. You're the worst team in the National League. And until they put sustained baseball together, you know, they have to wear this. They have to live with this. You know, sure, they have a lot of talent in that room. But until it meshes together, until it comes through in these close games and they stop losing one-run games and bad base running and not hitting in the clutch and not hitting with a runner at third and one out, this is who they are. You know, they have to wear this right now because you are what your record says you are.
Do you sense the Heat picking up on Marmol at all, or is he safe?
I think he's safe. I think, you know, I know a lot of people have this bloodlust for, you know, DFAing guys and firing guys. If you fire him tomorrow, what is that going to do? How is that going to make Wilson Contreras hit better with runners in scoring position? You know, how is that going to make Jordan Montgomery go deeper in games? How is that going to make Jack Flaherty be more consistent? Like, that, you know, this is on the players, you know. St. Louis is great because they love their players, but rarely does this fan base ever – you know, blame anything on the players.
That is correct. That's something that we used to make that observation during the Tony La Russa era, John. So you're picking up quickly here.
I mean, Tim, you know, usually it's Mo, it's the manager, it's the media, and then about 30 rungs down, it's the players. Like, this is on the players. There's a lot of talent in that clubhouse, and this is on them to get better and make improvements.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, please.
When the guys start hitting, Ollie Marmol's a better manager. When the pitchers start going deep in the lineup, Ollie Marmol's a better manager. Like, it's not that difficult to understand.
John Denton of MLB.com with us here. Here is my theory on it. I agree with your premise, and I think Doug and the Plowhawk and Iggy and Jackson probably everybody would agree this is not the byproduct of Ollie Marmol. A lot of people were talking about roster construction in advance of the season, in particular with the rotation, and I think a lot of hope that was going into the recipe for the 2023 season. But as they say, you can't fire a roster. You can fire a coach or a manager. And perhaps the thought process would be, okay, perhaps they can light a fire by parting ways with a manager. I'm not saying that that is right, but I think if it continues to spiral, I don't know what other direction they could go if they wanted to try to, in their minds, save the season. Now, on the other side of it, if they view Ollie Marmol as the long-term solution, then they're not going to just pull the plug. I mean, I was, you know, hosting the show here and on 101, and when the Blues were off to the start of the season that they were, many people were talking about Craig Berube losing his job until Doug Armstrong came out and said, this isn't on Craig Berube. This is on the players. And that kind of put all of that to rest. But you will see teams in baseball. We saw it last year around this time with Joe Girardi, and then we saw the Phillies go to the World Series. Certainly in the NBA and NHL, you'll see it happen. We saw it here in St. Louis with Mike Yeo getting fired and Craig Berube leads the Blues to the Stanley Cup. That if an organization feels like the roster is well above where they are playing, that the sacrificial lamb is the head coach or the manager. So maybe it's not right, but you'll see teams do it. So that's why I wonder if it is a real possibility, even though I would agree with you that certainly you look at the numbers and this isn't because of Ollie Marmol's performance as manager.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to do something to shake things up. Sometimes you have to do something to send a message to the clubhouse, you know. And I've been around it several times. I've covered teams that have fired coaches in the middle of the season. I've been around teams that stuck by guys. I think it's on the players, and I think if you ask the players in the clubhouse, they would tell you that it's on them to get this thing going right. Are there decisions that get questioned? Of course, there's 15 decisions in every baseball game where a manager could do something different. I just think this is a case of, you know, there were a lot of times in April when Ollie pushed absolutely the right button and it blew up in his face. And that's, funny, baseball is like poker. You can do everything exactly right and still get kicked in the face sometimes. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't think a managerial change in this situation will change things. If Arenado, Goldschmidt, and Contreras don't hit, they're not going to win. That doesn't matter who the manager is. So I think it's a bigger issue right now than just the manager.
John Denton, MLB.com, with us here every Tuesday on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, giving us his perspective on the state of the Cardinals. John, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Tim. Take care.
There he is, John Denton, with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You can give your thoughts, 314-881-TMA5. Call in 636-9004-TMA. Doug, what do you think about what he had to say?
Well, the one thought I had is we had a caller call in yesterday and blame me for the Cardinal problem.
Yeah.
Because I said earlier in the season I thought they'd be pretty good. I think John Denton's got to bear some blame, too. None of us going to get out of here unscathed. He's covering the team every day, and the team is struggling. It's the media's fault. It's a little bit of my fault, but it's mostly John Denton's.
I like that you said it.
Someone has to say this.
Needed to
it's not the players. It's not the skipper. It's not the GM. It's us. We're at fault, and we need to look inward.
Nice.
It's not easy to do it, either. It's not easy to accept blame for something you have absolutely no control over. but we must to satisfy the fan base.
We spent a lot of time talking about the Cardinals in the first hour. John Denton with us every Tuesday. The breaking news we said here at the outset of the 9 o'clock hour, the PGA Tour and LIV Golf merging. Jackson, are you seeing anything new since we started the 9 o'clock hour? Because this is happening very quickly. I see a Jay Monahan statement. What do you have? Anything?
I've been refreshing Brandel Chamblee's Twitter account like 100 times.
Yeah. What is he gonna do?
Check out what my tweet. It's all it was a picture of him.
Yeah, he's not gonna do anything today.
I guess that's what Big Tuft was. I saw a text as we were doing the John Denton interview. Hey, guys, I wish your producers were as active on the show as they are on Twitter with their hot takes. Oh. Jesus. And I'm going, what the hell's going on the Twitter tweets?
Active on the show? I think I've talked 80% of the time. Less active.
Here is Jay Monahan's statement.
All right.
After 2 years of disruption and distraction, this is a historic day for the game we all know and love. The transformational partnership recognizes the immeasurable strength of the PGA Tour's history, legacy, and pro-competitive model. And combines with it the DP World Tour and LIV, including the team golf concept, to create an organization that will benefit golf's players, commercial, and charitable partners and fans.
It's charitable. This is
this
about charity.
This guy is a snake.
Going forward, fans can be confident that we will collectively deliver on the promise we've always made to promote competition of the best in professional golf, and that we are committed to securing and driving the game's future. We are pleased to move forward in step with LIV and the PIF's world-class investing experience.
Oh.
I applaud PIF Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan for his vision and collaborative and forward-thinking approach that is not just a solution to the rift in our game, but also a commitment to taking it to new heights. This will engender a new era in global golf for the better. I got to tell you. Been doing this, Doug, you call it a Hall of Fame career, and I appreciate that.
Really.
But 19 years of TMA, and in the midst of the show, one of the most stunning developments I have seen. I realize plenty of people don't care about golf, and I totally get that. But as far as a storyline, Yasir Al-Rumayyan will become the chairman of the newly merged for-profit entity. Jay Monahan will become the CEO. For those of you wondering who is in charge, the answer is not Jay Monahan.
Mm-hmm.
It's Yasir Al-Rumayyan, which is why Jay Monahan's statement.
It's bad. Well,
sports washing, I tell you.
And I have to say, Tim was very accurate with the. They came right out of the gate with the 9/11. They came right out of the gate with, mm-hmm. The murderers, all that sorts of all that was on the table. It's impossible to take that back. Like, you're going to have reporters asking them, what about this comment you made 4 months ago, six months ago? I don't know how Jay Monahan is going to possibly answer, or anybody on the PGA Tour is going to possibly answer this. In any way outside of a blatant lie, like lying through the
team. What Monahan was really saying today is,
I got
paid.
We had
no idea just how much money these Saudi oil people have. Trillions. We got to get us some of that.
I am telling you. I want to take like a 15-minute break and just be able to read and comprehend this. Tron Carter, I'm a big Tron Carter guy. Jay was not. He would call him a scrub of no laying up. Yasir is the chairman of the whole enterprise with a head exploding emoji. And then following that, a gif of Succession. I imagine third leg Greg got paid out to walk away. And it's a clip from Succession. So what do you think in Golden Parachute?
his name is nowhere mentioned.
You don't see anything about Greg Norman, but he probably got a nice hit. And you can go away. I mean, Jay Monahan, Rory McIlroy, Brandel Chamblee.
Christina Brennan.
Even JT to an extent.
Yeah, what's Chris? I mean, I know nobody really thinks about Christine Brennan, but yes, how's she going to?
Yeah. They're all taking the blood money from 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is kind of interesting. It's down toward the bottom. Separately, PGA Tour Inc. will remain in place as a 501 tax exempt organization and retain administrative oversight of events for those assets contributed by the PGA Tour, including the sanctioning of events, the administration of the competition rules, as well as other inside the ropes responsibility with Jay Monahan as the commissioner.
Tax exempt, did you say?
Yeah. They've always been a tax-exempt organization.
Yeah, man.
This is the biggest news in sports history for my life.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. What else are you going to top it? Cardinal World Series? Who cares about that? Like, this is...
Millions care about
from
that.
From what was said from the PGA and Jay Monahan the last 16 months to what it is now, like... This is just the tip of the iceberg. The comments and the what we're going to be reading and seeing for the next few weeks is going to be magnificent. The ducking of the, you know, ducking of every question, the putting their tail between their legs, the lying. This is going to be so good for any entertainment, especially us. We're going to have things to talk about for weeks.
Yeah.
This is the biggest news I've ever had.
Oh, come on.
And sports, absolutely.
News well, absolutely of today, of this week.
Doug, this is why you could never go to FS1.
Yeah.
Well, and these players now can ask for membership back, which means now they get the best of both worlds.
Well, why would they have to ask for it back? They're all part of the same big, tent.
But I just think they still have to ask, because right now they're not members.
Well, I think they are. They're all in one organization.
Well, they didn't get kicked out. I think Mickelson and some of the other ones quit the tour.
Oh, did you see Koepka's tweet?
They weren't Brooks kicked Koepka. Out. Oh, they weren't sorry, kicked I out. Interrupt. They quit the tour.
Brooks Koepka just tweeted, welfare check on Brandel Chamblee.
Dude, Doug, this is going to be amazing. Everything about this, I love.
That's the biggest story in sports history.
I'm going to put my phone on the charger, bust out the laptop, and I am it for the day, man. I feel bad that you have to golf.
Joel Damon tweeted out, I've been growing up a fan of the Four Aces. Maybe one day I'll get to play for them on the PGA Tour.
Come on, this is so good.
Who tweeted that?
Joel Damon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy crap. Of Colin Morikawa just tweeted, I love finding out morning news on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this. I'm texting with Jay Delsing. He's going to come on, Jackson.
Cool.
God, he's stunned. You should see the things he's texting me.
He's saying the biggest sports news ever?
He's saying words I can't say on FCC broadcast. I can't tell you that. It's unbelievable. But the thing, here's the thing. We kind of talk about this. Sometimes, Doug, the way that the world usually works, because people get paid off to leak or people recognize they have marks inside their organization and then they'll leak things to them, then they'll leak the bad news and kind of let the poison out that way and distract people. It's a little meta play. This thing came out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely nowhere. I mean, Jack Nicklaus, who turned down, didn't he say, I don't know, what did he say billion or was it Tiger who was
Tiger
billion?
Had Tiger had a billion.
Tiger had a billion.
Is standing greenside with Rory McIlroy, who had another rough day on Sunday with a chance to win, and says, hey, I want to make sure we get together and talk. This was not even 48 hours ago. And then this news just breaks. Like, what, at 8? I mean, 8:55, I think, on CNBC.com. You go to ESPN's page, maybe it's changed now, but as of 3 minutes ago, there it is. Now it's on the front page of ESPN.
And how does the guys like Jack, because he came out a week ago, he didn't bash Liv, but he said he'd never let the Liv player back at the PGA. I'm curious how he is in all this. Is he still going to be an ambassador of this new league? Like, do all the players who are certainly against it just have to accept it? It's just odd that
I'm sure we'll get more today.
It.
I mean, the players didn't even know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody had to say it.
Once they find out what's going on and all the stipulations and what's going on, who can play, where can we go.
Well, I think everybody's going to be able to go anywhere they want to go.
Yeah.
I think maybe they'll add a tournament or two in Saudi Arabia or somewhere over there, and then the rest of the tour will look pretty much the way it is, and everybody can play.
Their final tour in the Live Tour last year was in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So that's probably what they'll do. They'll probably keep pretty much the PGA Tour schedule, add a couple tournaments in Saudi Arabia, and everyone will play under the same banner.
And the Saudis will throw in a ton of money
right.
for the PGA Tour.
Everybody makes more money.
Wow, the text inbox.
Maybe
is,
Sergio can play in the Ryder Cup now.
That certainly is what people are talking about.
Yeah. No one cares if Sergio Garcia plays in the Ryder Cup. Or about this LPGA gal.
Rosé.
I don't care about her.
Maybe she can play in Liv. No, that was a big story. I mean, John Rahm said in his press conference.
No one cares
back on
about this stuff.
No,
we're back on Rosé.
Not Rose. John Rahm at his press conference this week said he was appalled that Rory McIlroy can't play in the Ryder Cup.
Okay. Doug, Mike Francesa knew it all along. He has just tweeted out, good to see an agreement between the PGA and LIV. As I have stated from the start, it wasn't working for either side. This was their only solution. Oh, so he knew it the whole time.
Sure he did. Absolutely. God,
he doesn't even follow golf.
Oh, my God.
He follows horse racing.
Oh,
I guess
he does.
I guess the main thing was the PGA saw that they got that big CW contract. They weren't part of it.
Oh, my God.
Imagine LIV Golf on CBS and Jim Nantz announcing it.
Colin Morikawa just said, and everyone thought yesterday was the longest day in golf. They're stunned. I mean, these guys didn't know. You got how many majors has Morikawa won? How many majors has Koepka won? We know five. Was Morikawa won two or three?
Well, is it possible that everybody involved is going to double their income now?
God, just think about the books that are be coming out of this.
Well, I mean, if LIV Golf is throwing that kind of money, if the Saudis are throwing that kind of money at the LIV, and they're going to be invested in this, maybe the PGA Tour is going to be playing for $4 million purses.
Here is Jay Monahan's statement at the beginning of all of this, just for the record. It probably is an issue for players that chose to go and take that money. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And I would ask any player that has left or any player that would consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour? Today, Jay Monahan says, we are pleased to move forward and step with LIV and the PIF's world-class investing experience. And I applaud PIF Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan for his vision and collaborative and forward-thinking approach.
Yeah.
It is not just a solution to the rift in our game, but also a commitment to taking it to new heights. This will engender a new era in global golf for the better.
Blink twice if you're being held hostage.
Sounds like seriously a hostage situation right now.
Remember Frank at the Dan Marshall 590 the man, 1380 the woman press conference? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yasir Al-Rumayyan is Dan Marshall. Frank Cusimano is Jay Monahan.
He respects what they've done. He, bashed what they've done the last 12.
They've been hypocritical the whole time. I mean, 22 of the PGA Tour sponsors are involved with Saudi money. You don't say anything about that.
No.
This is a great, great day.
Block, I just saw you pop up at the top of my timeline with Brandel as your avatar. Brandel Shambly
got the number one.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready for it. This is what I've been waiting
for. What is he going to do? Oh. I was legitimately watching all day on Golf Channel because I love that. You know, and Chris Nagel was in the mix. He missed by one stroke qualifying for the U.S. Open, or at least being in a playoff for a spot in the U.S. Open. He's still shaking off the cobwebs from the shot we fired at the miracle at Meadowbrook.
Yeah, I don't think he's made a cut since we beat him.
I hope he recovers.
But, I mean, I would live on the Golf Channel today.
I'm pinning like every Brandel tweet. I'm like trying to get notifications. I'm doing bookmarks. It's a big day for my Twitter.
God. He'll be upset about it.
God. Oh, I don't know what he'll do. Honestly, I have no idea what the first Brandel tweet
probably
will
say
be.
This is wonderful because he'll get double his pay as well.
I don't know if he can even do that, like with all the stuff that is online of him back. Like, I don't know what his
maybe
next
he'll
move
quit.
Be. I think that might be the move.
I have no respect for Jay Monahan and the PGA. I can't even talk.
Well,
about
if this that
anymore.
I got to tell you something.
I respect it.
If that's the case, but I've never believed personally that he really felt that way.
Mickelson thought the same way you did. He said,
hollow argument.
You're just saying what the mouthpiece are telling you to say.
Right. And that's how I observed it. I'm just like, I don't get it. You know, it's like the Ricky Gervais line at the Golden Globes. You all talk about being so moral high ground, but you're all in business with Apple, and here's what Apple does. And he starts listing the companies. It's just, is this really the line we're going to take? You might not like it because it's bad for your business. I understand that. But if you want to take the moral high ground, you better have a lot of boxes checked, or else you're going to look like an ass. But I never thought that it could get to this point where you have Jay Monahan taking the knee to Yasir Al-Rumayyan.
I'm sure money will do that to you.
I saw a good tweet ago. The guy goes, I expected there would be peace in the Middle East before LIV and PGA. And it kind of felt that way with the back and forth with Phil. Even lately, it's gotten very aggressive. And now all
Brandel Chamblee is trending on Twitter. I think that's a first.
And he hasn't tweeted.
Money talks is pretty simple.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Greg Norman has not been mentioned anywhere.
He won.
Well, he'll be a hero in the eyes of the guys who left for LIV.
I think Phil is already looked at as one of the most historic figures in golf history now, right? Whether you like him or not, what he's done on the course and now what he's done off the course.
Oh, my God.
Think about the prize pools now in these events. Mm-hmm. It's going to be insane.
God almighty. Wow.
Yeah, there's no way that this conglomerate is going to let Greg stay in there. So.
No, but he was a sacrificial lamb that probably got paid on his way out. I'm sure Monahan got paid a ton.
There is a press conference airing right now on the Golf Channel with Jay Monahan. Love to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I know. I wish we could.
How is that happening? There's actually a press conference? Oh, it's probably because they're at the RBC in Canada. So that's how they're doing it. That
makes sense. You can set up Zoom press conferences pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I know, but what I'm saying is, like, how would it not have gotten out if the media got a notification that Jay Monahan was speaking at 9:30? See what I'm saying? Because this news just broke. I mean, an hour ago, we weren't even talking about this.
Yeah, but I don't think he would be at the RBC.
Holy crap.
I wonder what the Jack to Rory, let's talk after this. Looking into that, maybe he broke the news. I don't know how people knew, or did anybody know? Feels like keeping something like this locked in.
Well, I wish Tiger's probably sitting there saying, God, I wish I'd have known this earlier. I'd have taken that billion.
No, he still kept the credibility, though.
Fun to watch. It'll be fun to see what's the first thing that happens. Like, is somebody from the PGA Tour, big name, going to go play one of these events to try and win $4 million? Who's the first PGA player is going to come back and play a tour event? That's not a major.
When did this start? Is it immediately? Is this a 2024 season start?
Well, at least there's nothing big going on over the next week or so.
That's what I was asking. There's, like, huge events coming on, and I'm wondering what they're doing.
I don't think they can do anything this year.
Yeah, I'd imagine they just play it out this year the way it's scheduled. Then next year they'll add a couple of Saudi Arabia events. Everyone will make twice the money, and that'll be that.
Oh, if they bring that team crap over the PGA.
I don't think they will.
I think in this
Monahan's statement, he specifically referenced the team thing.
Yeah,
they were starting that anyway.
Didn't Rory and Tiger start this thing where they're going to do a team thing?
I wonder if
the end of the year.
Yeah, but that wasn't on the tour. That wasn't on the PGA Tour. That's their own separate thing.
Jay Delsing will join us at 10:05.
If you put the teams into cities, wouldn't that create a little bit more interest if you had a team to root for?
I think it's a neat concept, actually, Doug.
I like watching it because you're looking at teams. You know, if the tournament's maybe somebody's winning by 5 strokes, you've got the four aces only a stroke out to win, you know, $4 million for the team. You know, it gives you something added to watch. And
yeah, but if it represented a city or a state, it might give you even more to
remember. I don't think anybody cares, but
well, a lot of people don't care the way it is now.
But I'm not going to. Hey, they named it after St. Louis. We got four St. Louis players.
It'd be better if it was just four
guys
out there.
They're not playing in St. Louis.
How do you root for any?
They're not playing in St. Louis. They're playing all over the world. They're never going to play here.
I know, but still,
why would I care if Patrick Reed's going to make another $4 million?
Could care less if these guys make
more money. I love watching that.
Do you really care if Patrick Reed makes another?
Not Patrick Reed per se.
I don't care if any of these players make another crazy amount of money. Like, that doesn't give me any inspiration to root for them. I want to see players win.
Well, I think it does when you got a guy like Harold Varner, who said, "I'm going here for the money," and he's got a putt on the 18th hole. That's the difference between, you know, a $2 million putt.
I don't care. He's rich either way.
Well, he wasn't that rich. He's rich, but he wasn't filthy rich.
Could care less if he gets money or not. He doesn't care if you get
money.
You don't
think he cares? He makes
money?
He
does. He doesn't care if you make money.
That's what I said. I like watching a guy. He's got a $2 million 10-footer. A little excitement.
Okay. A guy who's already got $90 million in the bank.
Keep watching.
Jeez, I hope he gets another $2 million.
Keep watching Golden Girls. I'm gonna watch.
Okay, knock it off, Leather.
I'm a big fan.
What are you a big fan of, Fluff?
Blanche and the Gals those are my people.
Blanche. I mean, do you care if the Cardinal player gets a big hit so that he can make another $500,000 next year?
Yeah, because he gives
golf,
it to the fans.
I don't care about the Cardinals.
Well, you're in the minority, in the vast minority.
I'm in the minority of a lot of things.
Yeah.
But LIV Golf is one of them. I enjoy LIV Golf.
Yeah, that's fine.
I watch it whenever it's on. Unless
you like
CW breaks away for a Touched by an Angel episode.
The players have got to be pissed, though, right? The player that we're talked with about Jay Monahan and telling him that it's immoral to take the money, and now the PGA is taking the money, and the PGA basically let some players miss out on about $150 million?
Shane Bacon, who is a golf analyst and broadcaster, just tweeted out, hearing from multiple PGA Tour players that they had absolutely zero heads up on this before the announcement was made on social media.
Yeah, that's obvious. Just looking at Colin Morikawa, doesn't know. I bet Rory didn't even know, and he's been in step with Jay Monahan on all this stuff and been basically the mouthpiece for the PGA Tour about LIV Golf.
Monahan wasn't kidnapped until early this morning.
That statement Tim read sounded...
Yeah.
It's too sketchy. Has Christine Brennan tweeted anything out? I don't think she's on Twitter.
I don't follow her. I don't know if she isn't blocked.
Rick Gaiman?
I believe it's Rick Gaiman.
He's at Rick Rungood on the Twitter tweets, and he says, my initial feedback is that the tour players are, with asterisks around it, not happy. They turned down cash, changed their own schedule, stuck their necks out against LIV for 2 years, and now they're finding out about a merger in real time on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the meeting in Delaware last year, where Tiger flew in and they all met and they decided to change the format? Holy crap. My God.
I'm just wondering if the players or will any be outspoken. Or at that.
Depends on how much money is in it for
them. They have a ton of people around them with, you know, PR people. But if I'm a player and I find this out, I'm tweeting. Without even asking my crew,
this is how they make money. They're making generational type money.
Oh, they are.
If the money's good enough for them, they'll go with it.
Oh, Rory didn't have anything busy today because his phone's probably got 9,000 messages on it.
He ain't gonna have a big press conference or whatever type situation.
And they'll probably all come out and say, "Well, we'll make it work. It's nice to see that we can get together and we'll make it work."
Dodge all the 9/11 questions, even though they loved answering those 18 months ago. Now, you know, we're not. Well, let's focus on golf. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about the drama of the past. We want to focus on golf and the future of golf. And that's the entire soundbite.
Well, it is. I'm sure they did it purposely, but they didn't want to announce this prior to the U.S. Open. I mean, those press conferences, the U.S. Open, have been a bloodbath, and nobody had been concentrating on the tournament. So, dude, at the RBC, where there's a few good players playing, but not a many. So,
most of us are just worried about whether Harold Varner gets another $2 million.
Well, he did.
Doug, you're an HV3 guy.
Yeah,
he did put most of that in his charity. So,
I do love Varner.
Oh God!
At least he was one of the few honest ones that said, "I'm going for the money."
Unbelievable! Unbelievable. Like, if this were happening at 4 in the afternoon, I'd be shaking my head going, unbelievable. I can't get enough of it. Just got to be just absolutely stunned. Now there is a meme going out of Tom Wamskans and Shiv with their awkward holding hands, and one is LIV Golf and one is PGA Tour.
It's the best one.
I need to see this. Is somebody retweet that so I can see it?
I'll retweet it.
There's a Seinfeld one like that, too. Monahan and Greg Norman going to work, passing each other, and it's somebody saying, good morning to Elaine. Go to hell.
This really is our own Succession finale. In retrospect, it seems obvious and yet still shocking. That's from Kevin Van Valkenburg of the No Laying Up podcast. Okay. Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah, apparently Monahan is with Yassir, watching Monahan and Yassir on
CNBC. Yassir Puig?
Yassir Al-Rahman, who is now the chairman.
He's his boss.
Monahan's boss. Apparently, that's what Riggs tweeted out 17 seconds ago. And then he's having an emergency podcast. Well, let's just...
Oh, I bet there'll be emergency podcasts everywhere.
I listen to every podcast today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Everyone.
Ironic how Rory said 2 weeks ago that he's no longer commenting on LIV. That's from Lady Sonia's teacup. That would insinuate that he knew this was coming, and I don't think he knew this was coming. I don't know. I think he was going, I'm not playing well, and one of the reasons I'm not playing well is because I've started to take the lead on this fight, and I've got to focus on my own game. I think Augusta, he thought, was going to be his low point for 2023, and then June 6th at 9 Central rolled around. Holy crap.
There's only two players that would have known about this if they were telling anybody. It'd be Rory and Tiger.
Correct. Now, in terms of the PR that they – did they expect to get – as much as they're getting currently, I would assume that they were ready for blowback, right? The PGA Tour and their people. Because, I mean, Jay Monahan is getting dragged, and so went the entire PGA Tour and all the officials. That had to be a tough one.
He's saying things simply so they don't lop off his head.
Now I can't believe he has a boss now. That kind of makes me laugh that he is now second.
Other than getting rid of the two lawsuits, I don't know what the PGA gets out of this.
More money, probably.
If you have any questions about something, it's money.
But everybody wants more.
Yeah, but they've already upped these designated events.
Everyone wants more.
A big purse.
No matter how much you have, the one thing really rich people want is more. They want more money.
Well, but Jay Monahan's not.
Oh, that is a good
doing one. It for him.
Thanks, Tim.
But the PGA Tour really doesn't need a lot of money or more
they
money.
They always, everyone wants more money, no matter how much you have.
Yeah, but the players didn't say, hey, go to live, get more money for us. They're the ones playing. PGA Tour has so much money, they don't know what to do with it.
And they as much still as they want more.
Well, why did they do it at the beginning then? Yeah, we want more money. What can you do for us? Then they just sit there and trashed them.
Well, they just now figured out how to get more.
Yeah, I just, other than money, I don't know what the PGA Tour gets out of this.
Well, that's it, money.
Yeah, I bet you that, yeah, they got paid. I mean, a ton of people got paid, and that was that.
Yeah. Almost always, if you can't figure out the reason for a business move, it's money.
And all Saudi right. money doesn't have to be tracked on net worth or anything. I mean, it could be trillions. Nobody knows how much money is in this investment mm-hmm. fund.
Well, that's my point. You're taking it from the Saudis. So how much money is more money when you're taking it from the Saudis, who you've trashed the whole time?
Tens of billions.
For people going over there and playing for that money. Now you're taking their money. What do you get out of besides more money from an organization that
that's
you've trashed?
That's all they want is more money.
They just want money.
That's what people want. Money. They want more money.
It's a bad look. It's a
Why
bad
does Stan Kroenke continue to be the Scrooge that he is? He wants more money.
It's a bad look.
It is a bad look, but that's what it's about.
Texting with Adam Long. He said, I'm in complete shock. I guess I'll know more after this meeting with Jay at 4 p.m., but nobody saw this coming. That is from Adam Long.
So he's meeting like the players at 4, I guess?
I gather so. I have had this letter DM'd to me. I would imagine it's on Twitter, so I don't want to make it look like I have some document that nobody has. This is was DM'd to me, though. And this is what was sent to all of the players. This is not from Adam, for the record. And in it, he says, there are many details to work through as we develop a definitive agreement, which will ultimately require PGA Tour Policy Board approval. And I know you have many questions. Some additional items to note in the meantime. Notably, today's announcement brings about an end to all pending litigation between the participating entities and prohibits any further recruitment of PGA Tour, DP World Tour, or LIV Golf members. Also, we will conduct a comprehensive evaluation of LIV Golf and determine how best to integrate team golf into the professional game. The 2023 LIV Golf schedule will continue as planned. We work cooperatively to establish a fair and objective process for any players who desire to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour. So there you go. I guess Brooks will be back, along with perhaps our friend P. Reed, or the DP World Tour following the completion of the 2023 season, consistent with each tour's policy. This is a complicated endeavor and one that will be guided by established PGA Tour rules and regulations. In addition to the financial investment in the new entity for an equity stake, so the Saudi investment fund is buying a piece of the tour. The investment fund will make a financial investment to become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour. Wow. The investment fund will make an additional investment in the new entity that will allow us to build an even stronger and robust commercial business together. And the investment fund is committed to significant financial support toward causes that positively impact the game on a global basis. I mean, he is saying exactly what he was chastising the players for saying, taking the Saudi money in the name of growing the game of golf.
This is selling your soul for money because all of that is like on tape, you know, like they have audio.
I would imagine Jay Monahan will not be involved in the PGA Tour within 6 months, and I might have value on the under. I just can't imagine these guys who did not know about it until they woke up on social media this morning on social media that they want anything to do with this guy. At the same time, I suppose, you know, the Saudi guy is the one in charge, so it may not matter what they want. Holy crap.
Anonymous player is Dan Rappaport talking to you. I was disgusted. They didn't tell us anything.
Yasir Al-Ramayan said Norman was notified of the deal just before he and Monahan went on TV together moments ago. Wow, so Norman got a pistol to the head. Everybody got
from both directions.
But he got that deposit. You know he got something on a way out.
Oh, he absolutely got money.
I was going to see if Christine Brennan tweeted anything, and that's what I got.
Oh, you're blocked by Christine Brennan.
I bet you.
Because you called her sweetie.
No, because I said her questions were stupid about tying LIV Golf to the 9/11 attacks and blaming the players for taking the money, and she blocked me.
Doug, what do you think the number is? Do you think it's $20 billion, like the money that's in play here?
That LIV would have paid the PGA Tour?
Yeah. Is it more? I mean, this has to be an astronomical amount of money if the PGA Tour just go, screw it, we're going to take the PR hit, we're not going to tell the players, we're just going to take this deal and see how it goes. I mean, it has to be.
A couple days worth of oil proceeds.
It has to be tens of billions.
Is it even going to be called the PGA Tour anymore?
They said it's a new name. There'll be a new name, right?
Wow.
Maybe they, yeah.
Saudi Tour.
Seriously?
I thought that's what the beginning said. It said it would.
Bleacher Report, the PGA Tour and Saudi-backed LIV Golf have agreed to merge into a new, yet-to-be-named company.
Yet-to-be-named.
Sounds like LIV
a company.
But you can have a company.
Right.
Call it the
Tama Nottingham LLC is the company for Sound Story. The DBA Sound Story. Like, if they were to rename, like, that would be, I mean, you thought the Monahan thing was a cuck. If they go, we will go away, but we're going to change the name of this bitch, and you're just going to have to deal with it, Jay. I'm telling you. Because the players didn't know. You know, and I know there were the kind of the tier of players below the guys who met in Delaware who were pissed by that because they felt like the good players, the great players, were taking it away from the good players. And that was what? That was probably August because that's when they wrap up the season now. So less than a year later, that's blown up. And they thought they were making these moves to sacrifice for the greater good and talked about everything that Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer did to set the stage for them and then Tiger Woods set the stage for them. And now Jay Monahan and the Saudi investment fund get together and they find out about it on social media waking up the week before the U.S. Open. Holy crap.
Well, they probably don't want to leak. And if you send like that thing you got that somebody DMs you, if they all would have sent that to him last week and said, guys, we're going to probably merge. We're talking about it. It's probably going to happen next week. You know what? It leaked. So they wanted no leaks, but it just shows the PGA Tour. The players have no say-so whatsoever.
But it's a players'
league. They
work
for the PGA Tour. You want to go play, you're allowed to play. Keep your card, you can play, but we have all the rules. You have no say-so in any of this.
And that's why my sole focus has been how much money can Harold Varner make?
Good for you.
But the whole thing is like the PGA Tour is – I know every sport is a player-owned league, but each – you know, this – a lot of NFL, MLB, they're teams. You know, they're billion-dollar teams with you can just go out on the court, get a TV deal by just having the best players in the world. You don't need the Jay Monahan. So, like, to not tell the players about a complete overhaul in your whole structure and merging with, you know, an organization that you were told 6 months ago was evil, terrible, and murderers, and now it's fine to merge with them. Dude, are PGA Tour players not going to quit? You can't do that.
No, they'll probably be fine with it when they see how much more money they're going to make. It's all about the dollar.
I guess you are right, Doug.
What we didn't read in that Monahan release was that Saudi has also thrown another $40 million into the Fan Page Club Championship. So the winner of the term is now making.
Oh, well, I better dig in for my matchup with the Pope today.
It's a $10 million round.
Yeah, it's now a $40 million, $2.225 tournament.
Jay Delsing is going to be with us in 12 minutes on 101 ESPN. I am texting with a variety of people. Michael Wellington certainly has thoughts, but I don't know if I can say them on the air, so I'm monitoring that. Maggie O'Brien's a wonderful sponsor of this program. They are downtown. They're in Sunset Hills. That is Maggie O'Brien's live music.
Talked to Eddie yesterday.
Both locations. Eddie McVeigh, the great Eddie McVeigh, pregame for a Cardinal game or a City game. It's Maggie O'Brien's downtown on Market. And, of course, also the Sunset Hills location where we had the pre Dotem party. Maggie O'Brien's, 40 years downtown on Market. You know what you're going to get? Great food, good times, and wonderful service. It's Maggie O'Brien's, a loyal TMA sponsor here on TMA, STL.com and YouTube.com/TMA STL. Big St. Charles Motorsports, also a wonderful sponsor. 2023 Kawasaki jet skis are now on clearance starting at $89.99 at Big St. Charles Motorsports. That's right. New 2023 Kawasaki STX-160s are now only $89.99 down from an MSRP of $11,399. Don't miss out on a savings of $2,400. Class-leading acceleration and advanced electronics. Come see us at Big St. Charles Motorsports today in St. Charles, Missouri. 2023 clearance Kawasaki inventory is limited here at Big St. Charles, so don't miss out. Price does not include manufacturer surcharge. Add $400 for cash purchase. Offer subject to change without notice. Some restrictions may apply. See salesperson for details. Big St. Charles Motorsports, located on I-70 at Cave Springs. Big St. Charles Motorsports. .com. Jax, can I ask you to handle the design, air, heating, and cooling email today, please, sir?
Yep.
I am out of breath.
No. Looked in the mirror this morning. I'm not sure I liked what I saw. Heck, maybe Iggy's right. All my emails are the same. But as far as I'm concerned, an email not mentioning Tim being amazing is an email wasted. Gosh darn it. He's talented and he stayed. The man is pert near perfect. Now to the Redbirds. This manager knows how to manage. Throw in their 17-7-5 Grapefruit League record. And this pesky bunch is one game under 500. But no, they won't count those games. It's like a 1981 flashback. Forget that 59-43 record. Let's just start from scratch. Not as big a travesty as St. Gabe's school picnic being in October, but a travesty nonetheless. It's from Mike, and then the last name is Ox Blue.
Mike's, and then the last name is Ox Blue.
Wasn't having gay sex with any of his relatives last night.
One. This is written in three parts. One, I spoke with Mormol at a party last year for almost 10 minutes, and he was a very engaging and friendly guy. He clearly loves baseball and was passionate about the Cardinals. I think if Plow Ranger had lunch with him, he would enjoy it.
Plow Ranger.
Number two, baseball is the most individualistic team sport there is, and I would argue the sport where the manager slash coach means the least. Mormol totally pissed the bed with the O'Neill thing and has pulled a few wrong strings with pitching changes, but he has zero influence on Arenado catching the fly ball in the ninth inning last night or the clown base running in the eighth, or the fact that his team is hitting under 200 in the last seven games. Wherever I see people bitching on Twitter about the manager after every loss, I immediately look at them as having the same brain power as an amoeba. And number three, every show that goes by without the "when is it okay to kiss a guy" drop is a sad show. Cheers, boys. That's from C.H. Jake. P.S. Miss you, Doug.
C.H. Jake?
That's right.
Well, he's new.
But he misses you. From yesterday's production meeting at 96.9 The Jock, program director Tom Ladd said the Cardinals have the worst record in the NL and the prospects of them turning it around don't look good. What the hell are we going to talk about all summer until football season starts? Ned Reynolds replied, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to book Ken Strode. He'll teach us how to fill hours on radio discussing sports topics we know nothing about. He'll teach us how to talk about NASCAR, not by discussing who won the race, but by questioning whether or not race cars need brakes. He can also teach us how to segue into non-sports topics, like getting blackballed for our elementary school picnic, or how to spin basic night at home eating plain spaghetti noodles into a vast tale about how you almost went to McDonald's to get a double cheeseburger but decided to stay home and cook spaghetti without realizing you don't have tomatoes or sauce. His advice goes just beyond radio. He's basically the second coming of Dale Carnegie and can teach us how to win friends and influence people. For example, when an executive sends out a company-wide email introducing a new hire, go ahead and fire off a reply and make sure you reply all. This serves the dual purpose of brown-nosing the executive and also letting everyone know in the company that you exist. We will rally around Ken Strode and we will produce mediocre but entertaining radio. It's from Buck Swope.
A nice little email.
People know I exist. And you can listen to the Jack interview. They put all their segments up on the first and second hour on their Facebook page.
You think a lot of people will go there and hear what you had to say today?
I'm just telling you, if you want to, you can go listen.
Okay.
I stole Tim's idea. I said if they go 1-5, he's going to get fired this weekend.
So. That was it.
Okay, I didn't want the music to keep playing if that was it. Sorry.
Jackson and I will be loaded for bear today down the hallway.
She will be.
Holy crap.
Yeah, they're going to love you talking golf right off the bat.
I don't know. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal, but they want to bitch about the Cardinals.
That's true.
It's on the front page of ESPN.com.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Boy, it's between C.H. Jake and Buck Swope. We had a nice little email. I'll go with Buck Swope again.
You know, because he actually took a day and didn't talk about what cousins or stepfathers or uncles he banged. So I'm going to go with Kevin Miller, whatever his name is today.
Mike, and the last name is Ox Blue.
I'm going to go with Mike. My Ox is Blue.
Okay.
I'll go with him as well. Congratulations.
I'm going to go that route anyway.
Stay away from the gay sex. You may win.
Designer Heating and Cooling email of the day win for Mike. And then his middle name is Ox. And then his last name is Blue.
That's what he said.
All right, time for us to shut it down. Jackson and I are going to go down the hallway. Jay Delsing, for those of you interested in this live PGA situation. Plowhawk's the biggest sports story.
Sports story in my lifetime, 34 years. What's going to top it, Doug? I'm putting
Rams
a Packers Super Bowl. O.J. Simpson, maybe?
Any Super Bowl.
Is O.J. Simpson above this, maybe?
Yeah.
Jay Delsing will be with us in 5 minutes on 101 ESPN. That is coming your way. For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Higgy-Strode, from my brother Kevin Douglas, I'm Vaughn. This has been Ryan Kelly, Morning After, from the Global News.